England. England after so many years. No more hot, stifling nights. No more blinding sun. No more lonely evenings, rereading old copies of The Times. Just England. On a June day, with a grey sky and a biting wind. England with a nice girl by a log fire. Settling down, putting my feet up. Living the easy life.
Derby result. Late Dixon.
Winning a fortune on the derby, maybe.
Excuse me.
Derby result.
Have one, please. There you go, sir. Oh. That's a winner. Third, but still. Nice little payout from the club sweep.
Oh.
Put much on her. Sorry, I'll have to go or I'll miss it. Trains.
That was your mistake, sir. Boat Express doesn't stop here. I would have just been waiting for a signal.
Well, maybe it's a signal I should stay here. Looks pretty. Where is this place?
Witchwood under Ash. Fascinating little town.
Huh.
History of witchcraft, black magic, the occult. We'd be very happy to have you, sir.
When's the next train to London?
This is the fast train. Only 1 hour and 10 minutes. The morning one takes 1 hour and 40.
I see.
I meant to go out this morning, but Wonky Poo was missing. That's my cat. Oh, he's had such a painful ear lately. I couldn't leave home till he was found.
No, of course not.
So I had to take the afternoon train instead. And really, it's a blessing as it's not so crowded.
Look, I can find another carriage
if
you like.
Oh, no. It's nice to have company. And it's not a problem when one is travelling first class. I don't normally, but I'm on very important business, so I thought, oh, just this once. Oh, I know soldiers on leave have to travel first class. I mean, being an officer, it's expected of you.
I'm not a soldier, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just thought you looked like you might be on leave from somewhere hot.
I was a policeman in the Myang Straits.
A policeman? Then I'm very glad that I caught this train with you. This important business I'm on. I'm going to Scotland Yard to report a murder.
A murder? Really?
Lots of murders. Our constable in Witchwood is nice enough, but I don't feel he's the person to deal with anything serious. He'd think I was imagining things.
Are you quite sure you're not?
I might have been imagining it the first time, but not the second or third. After that, one knows. That's why I thought it best to go straight to Scotland Yard. They'll know how to deal with it, don't you think?
Oh, I'm sure they'll know how to deal with you.
I hope so. There really isn't much time. I read about a case, you see. The killer's name was Abercrombie. Well, somebody said there was a look on his face, a special look that he gave his next victim, and then very shortly afterwards, that person would be taken ill. And this is just the same.
So, what is?
The look. I saw it first with Amy Gibbs, and then she died. And then it was Carter and Tommy Pierce. Well, Carter, of course, was a drinker, and Tommy Pierce was such a horrible little bully, so I didn't feel too bad. But now it's happening again. It's going to be Dr. Humbleby next, and he's such a good man. I have to do something.
Yes, so many murders in such a small town. Rather hard to get away with.
Oh, no, my dear boy, no. That's where you're wrong. Murder is easy, so long as no one suspects you. And this murderer is the last person you would suspect.
Murderer is easy. I've never thought of it that way. Certainly not easy to solve.
No, it's taken me some time. But I've done it now. They won't get away with it again.
Let me get you a taxi to the yard.
No, it's not far. I'd rather walk and gather my thoughts. Oh, it's been such a relief talking to a policeman.
Well, I'm retired as of now.
Thank you so much for listening to me, Mr...
Luke Fitzwilliam.
Miss Pinkerton. Lavinia. Here, my card. Oh dear, I only have the one left.
Well, better save it for Scotland Yard.
Ask for my friend, Billy Bones, the deputy. He'll do his best to help you.
That's so kind of you, Mr. Fitzwilliam. You know, for a moment, just at first, I thought you didn't believe me.
Goodbye, Miss Pinkerton.
Goodbye.
And good luck. Reminds me of my old Aunt Mildred. Lovely lady. Stumped up a fiver once, just in the nick of time. She wasn't exactly batty, just had a vivid imagination, a craving for drama. Poor Miss Pinkerton. I hope old Billy Bones lets her down lightly. Miss Pinkerton!
Look, I know how it sounds, Billy, but I've just got a feeling there's more to this than a hit and run.
By all accounts, it was the old lady's fault. She stepped out right in front of the car.
Did nobody get the number plate? A description?
Inquiries are ongoing.
So that's a no, then?
It's not a murder inquiry, Fitz. Neither are any of these other deaths she told you about.
How can you be sure?
We've spoken to the local man. Got the full story. Amy Gibbs drank hat paint by mistake. Mixed it up with her medicine. Harry Carter was a notorious drunk. He fell off a bridge when he was stumbling home. Tommy Pierce had a fall, too. He was meant to be cleaning windows, but started larking about. All unfortunate deaths, but nothing remotely suspicious.
What about Dr. Humbleby, the next victim?
He's still alive and well in Witchwood-under-Ash. Your old dear would be, too, if she'd stayed at home.
I'm sure she'd have happily stayed with Wonky Poo if she weren't convinced there was something.
Wonky what?
Her cat.
These old women. They have dull lives, vivid imaginations.
Well, that's what I thought, too, until... Look, she was coming here to tell you the name of the murderer, and someone cut her down in the street.
Did she tell you the name of this murderer?
No, but I didn't ask.
Losing your touch. Good job they retired you early.
It must be a man, though. She said there was this look on his face when he chose his next victim. Isn't there anything more you can do, Billy?
Sorry, Fitz, we're fully stretched investigating real crimes. But you have nothing better to do.
What can I do? I'm just a civvy now.
You're a friend of the deceased. You could go down there, pay your condolences.
Investigate? You mean undercover?
We here commit the body of our dear sister, Lavinia Mary Pinkerton, to the ground. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
We'll stop in a minute. Just a midsummer shower.
I do hope so. Were you a friend of Lavinia's?
She was my aunt. My name's Luke Fitzwilliam.
I didn't know Lavinia had any family.
I read about the accident in the papers, felt I should come along, see if there was anything I can do.
There won't be any spoils, I'm afraid. She kindly left everything to a cattery.
But I also wanted to see Witchwood. She made it sound so fascinating.
Yes, indeed. Some very dark periods in its history. Mm. Paganism and such. But it's quite tame these days.
I've been overseas, often thought of her stories about this place, thought it might make a nice place to settle down. A real community.
It is that, as you can see. I should do the rounds.
Wait, would you... I don't suppose you'd mind filling me in a little. Tell me who people are. It would be nice to know who my aunt's friends were.
Let me see. That's Lord Whitfield, our local dignitary, and his secretary, Miss Bridget Conway. And that's Mr. Abbott, your aunt's solicitor.
And what about the pale gentleman with the black hair?
That's Mr. Ellsworthy. He owns the antique shop. Quite an expert in the occult, I'm led to believe.
And that man beside him?
That's Dr. Thomas, a very modern young man.
Thomas? Well, I seem to remember my aunt mentioning a different doctor. Humbleby, was it?
Yes, he was coming. I don't know why he isn't here.
Well, when did you last see him?
Yesterday at the town meeting. He was having a row with Lord Whitfield about the reservoir. Perhaps he's avoiding another scene.
Could you tell me where Dr. Humbleby lives?
Above the surgery in the High Street. Are you all right, Mr. Fitzwilliam? If you're unwell, I'm sure Dr. Thomas could assist.
No, I'd just like to meet the man. Aunt Lavinia always spoke so highly of him.
Wouldn't you rather wait until the rain has stopped?
Dr. Humbleby! Dr. Humbleby!
Oh.
Daddy's out seeing a patient. Is this an emergency?
No, not that kind of...
I can go and find Dr. Thomas if you like.
No, sorry, it was Dr. Humbleby I wanted, so...
He's with Mrs. Pierce, helping deliver her little one. You might have a long wait.
That's all right, I'm sorry to have disturbed you.
Do you want to leave a card?
No, thank you, I'll be in touch.
Pretty girl, Miss Humbleby. Probably thought I was mad. Maybe I am. Mass murders in Witchwood. I mean, look at the place. Couldn't be sweeter. Maybe Billy was right. This is all in my head. I should let it go. Go back to London. Find a nice girl and settle down.
Excuse me. Do you have a light?
What? Oh, no. Sorry.
Yeah, have to use my own then. You're getting wet. Why don't you wait under here?
Well, it's almost stopped.
So wait until it has. Mr. Fitzwilliam, isn't it?
How do you...
I'm a witch. I know everything about you. Even what you're thinking right now.
I do hope not, Miss Conway.
Are you a witch too?
No, just nosy. The Reverend told me who you were.
Oh, he's told everyone else about you. He was most excited to have the scoop on our prospective new resident. Are you really moving here?
Well, I was thinking about it. I'm not sure.
Oh, I put you off already.
I just might miss London, and I'll definitely miss my train if I wait any longer, so...
Aren't you coming to the wake? You really ought to, for your aunt.
I really have to be getting back.
It's at the manor house. We can walk there through Witch's Meadow. I think the rain's stopped now.
Witch's Meadow?
Our main cultural attraction, until Gordon digs it up and sticks a reservoir on it. Come on, I'll show you.
Well, it's just a field. Quite a nice field, but
still. It's what goes on here that's of interest. Every midsummer for centuries. Rituals, black masses.
That doesn't still go on, surely.
I wouldn't know. I'm tucked up in bed with my cocoa. But rumour has it.
Then it'd be better off becoming a reservoir.
Gordon will be pleased to have another supporter.
Who's Gordon?
Lord Whitfield. Didn't the Reverend tell you?
No, he told me you were his secretary, but secretaries don't normally call their bosses by their first names.
I suppose I'm not normal, then. Are you really Miss Pinkerton's nephew?
I thought of her as my aunt, and I was sorry to hear that she'd died.
Accidents happen. Especially to people from Witchwood.
Is there something you want to tell me, Miss Connell?
We better get to the wake. Gordon will be worried something's happened to me.
Hard work and the help of God. That's what did it. That's what made me what I am today. My father kept a boot shop. Yes, a plain boot shop. I raised myself by my own efforts. I determined to get out of the rut, and I got out of the rut.
Gordon seems to be managing fine without you.
You're the nephew, I hear.
Oh, this is Mr. Abbott.
The solicitor. Seems the Reverend has introduced us.
I was glad to hear you turned up. It'd be most helpful if you could sort through your aunt's things. She was very generous to the cattery, but they don't really need her second best set of china. And I'm a bit stretched since Tommy suckered tumble.
Tommy Pierce?
Your aunt told you about Tommy?
Yes, as a matter of fact. But I didn't know he worked for you.
I sacked him for poking his nose in my private place.
That was after Gordon sacked him from the manor house for his cheek.
Oh, sounds like a nice boy.
He was a disgusting brat.
Still, a young life cut short.
Ah, yes. Poor Amy.
Amy Gibbs?
No, Tommy Pierce. Disgusting brat.
Ah, good old Tommy. I do miss the boy.
Seems you're in the minority.
Ellsworthy is most certainly that.
I have uncommon tastes, Mr. Fitzwilliam. Will you be staying with us in Witchwood for midsummer?
He's staying to sort through Miss Pinkerton's estate.
That may not be possible, actually. I'd
be
go back
happy to
London. To
entertain you. Show you some sights.
Excuse me. Miss Conway, may I have a word?
What is it?
That man, Ellsworthy. Something about...
Oh, he really is a witch.
When he mentioned Amy, the look on your face.
Did your aunt tell you about Amy, too?
A little. But she didn't tell me about Ellsworth.
No, he had a thing about Amy. He used to sketch her.
Was Amy a friend of yours?
She was our maid, till Gordon fired her, too.
Gordon seems like a hard man to please.
He has certain standards. Amy was seeing a boy. Didn't your aunt tell you?
She didn't tell me everything.
Are you sure you want to know everything?
What happened to Amy, Miss Conway? Bridget.
You better meet Gordon.
I can do with responsibility.
You're a great man, Gordon. Have some more tea. This is Luke Fitzwilliam, Miss Pinkerton's nephew.
You should be paying for this wait instead of me, Fitzwilliam.
Oh, I'm more of a distant relation, really.
Did you manage to get hold of Dr. Humbleby?
Yeah, he's working. That's why he couldn't come.
He couldn't come because he wasn't invited. The man is a big-headed fool.
He merely dared to disagree with you, Gordon.
I've got the welfare of this town at heart. I was born here. My father...
Captain Bootshop, I hear.
Precisely. And do you know what stands where his shop used to be? A fine institute, built and endowed by me. I got the best architect. Though I must say he's made a bare, plain job of it. Got a different man in to do up the manor house, much more biddable.
I was wondering what had happened.
He pandered to Gordon's worst flights of imagination.
I always had a fancy for a castle, and now I've got one. Bridget would have liked the place left as it was, but no use living in the past, my dear. At least you'll be a lady of the manor again. When we're married...
Well, it's a great thing to know what you want.
And I usually get it, too.
You don't have to go yet, Mr. Fitzwilliam.
The last train leaves in 10 minutes.
What about your aunt's things?
It's really not my responsibility.
I thought you wanted to know everything.
I thought you were Lord Whitfield's secretary.
I am.
And his fiancée. I mean, how can you? A man like that.
You don't know him.
Look what he's done to your home, for a start.
Oh, I hate to destroy the dramatic picture you're building up, but I left when I was little. I can hardly remember how it was. Truth is seldom romantic, Luke.
You should have told me the truth.
Have you told me the truth?
Oh, forget it. I'm going.
You're lying, and I want to know why. Why did you come here, really? Who are you, Luke Fitzwilliam?
Excuse me, Miss Conway.
Rose?
What is it, Miss Humbleby?
Oh, I mean Geoffrey. I mean Dr. Thomas. Is he still here?
He's inside. Is something wrong with the baby?
The baby's fine. It's Daddy. He's collapsed.
Well, that's one way to ruin a good party.
People were ready to leave anyway.
Serves somebody right if he dies, pig-headed fool.
Gordon, he's a good man. We hope he'll get better.
No point rebelling against the will of Providence, eh, Fitzwilliam?
I should go.
You'll have missed your train. Why don't you stay here?
No, thank you. The inn will be fine.
I don't think they're taking guests at the moment.
Well, not since the landlord went for a swim and didn't come up again. Served him right as well.
So you seem to have a lot of deaths here.
Not at all. One of the healthiest places in England. Can't count accidents.
You should stay. There's plenty of room. And we can talk.
No, I really don't want to intrude.
Why don't you stay at your aunt's house? Honoria will have the key.
Sorry, who's Honoria?
Miss Wainfleet. Your aunt's neighbour?
Mm-hmm.
Surely your aunt must have mentioned her. I'll walk you over there.
No, thanks. I'll have you walking home in the dark. I'm not this close to midsummer.
The devil looks after his own. And besides, you probably can't remember the address, can you?
Rivers can take him in the car, lazy cretin's been idling all day.
That's very kind of you, Lord Whitfield. Good night, Miss Conway.
See you soon, Luke. Now, where's the light switch?
Oh, hello, you must be Wonky Poo.
Oh, now, careful, he's got a sore ear.
Oh, yes, my aunt did say in her last letter.
Now, that's why I couldn't come to the service. He's been so upset looking for his mistress, haven't you, Wonky Poo?
Please. Don't let me keep you, Miss Wainfleet.
It's good to talk to someone who was close to Lavinia.
Yes, sure.
Now, let me show you where everything is. You haven't been here before, I believe.
No. Well, thank you for the tour, Miss Wainfleet.
I'm afraid I'm without a maid at the moment, so I can't send anyone over to help.
I can manage. Don't you worry.
It's so hard to get staff, especially with what happened to Amy. Young girls are so easily spooked.
Amy Gibbs?
I took her on when Gordon threw her out. I had strict rules about young men, mind you. Told her that had to be stopped.
Hmm.
I think the poor girl had been crying when she took the medicine.
Only it wasn't medicine.
It was so unfortunate. Like poor Lavinia.
And Dr. Humbleby?
Do they know what's wrong with him?
blood poisoning from a scratch on his finger.
These doctors, they never look after themselves.
What was Amy taking medicine for?
Oh, something of nothing. Dr. Thompson gave her a stock mixture, I believe. She went to bed early and must have been in the middle of the night. An awful kind of choking scream. I went to her door, but it was locked on the inside. The constable had to climb in through the open window. It was too late. There was nothing to be done.
And you don't think it was suicide?
She wasn't that kind of a girl.
So you think it was a mistake?
I think it was very unfortunate. There! Come along, monkey poo. Let Mr. Fitzwilliam get some sleep. There. There's my boy. There's my boy.
It's going to be Dr. Humbleby next. And he's such a good man. I have to do something.
Can't sleep. I have to do something. Should get up. Make a list. It was someone she knew. A man.
Somebody said there was a look on his face. A special look that he gave his next victim. And then, very shortly afterwards, that person would be taken ill.
Mr. Abbott. Mr. Ellsworthy. Reverend Wake. Lord Whitfield. Dr. Thomas, or Geoffrey, as Rose called him. I'll pay Geoffrey a call in the morning, see if he had any reason to want Dr. Humbleby dead.
Hello.
Sorry, I was just coming.
I'm sorry. Fitzwilliam, isn't it?
Yes.
What do you want?
Well, I was just hoping to inquire after Dr. Humbleby, but don't let me interrupt you, Dr. Thomas.
I'm going down there to see him now. Rose was upset, naturally. I was just comforting her.
Yes, of course. I hope he gets better very soon.
Thank you, Mr. Fitzwilliam. I'll pass that on to Daddy.
Dr. Thomas and Rose Humbleby. That's one reason for wanting her daddy out of the way, if he didn't approve. But why would Dr. Thomas kill all those others? Why would anyone have to kill all those others? Unless he got a taste for it.
Nero! Come here, sir! Nelly! Leave it! Drop it, I tell you! Augustus!
It's all right. I think I can... Come here, girl. That's it. Here we go. Here's your master now.
Well, thank you, good fellow.
Fine creatures. Mm-hmm.
British Bulldogs, best breed in the world. Not seen you around here before.
Luke, Fitzwilliam.
Major Horton.
I came for my aunt's funeral, Mrs. Pinkerton. I didn't see you there.
I had to stay in with the dogs and... I couldn't face another funeral. Lavinia would have understood.
You're all right, Major?
Oh, yeah, it's quite all right, yeah.
You let me buy you a drink?
Well, can't really with the dogs, but I suppose you could come for a drink at mine. It's not far from here.
Striking portrait.
Remarkable woman. My wife, Lydia. Lot of character in that face.
Yes, indeed.
She died over a year ago. Haven't been the same man since. Everyone respected Lydia.
I can imagine they did.
She wouldn't stand any nonsense. We got through 15 parlourmaids in 1 year. 15.
Fine spirit.
But what that woman suffered. With no sympathy from the doctors. People think that Humbleby was good. He was an ignoramus. Didn't understand her case at all.
What was her case?
Gastritis. Acute pain. Dr. Thomas almost pulled her through, but she had a sudden relapse. Everyone was very kind. Whitfield sent down peaches from his hothouse, and the old tabbies came to sit with her, your aunt and Honoria Wainfleet. They were very, very, very kind, they were.
So you rate Dr. Thomas, then?
Well, I'm grateful to him, but he's a cold fish.
And what about Mr. Abbott and Mr. Ellsworthy? Did they come and see your wife?
Abbott made her will. Mm-hmm. The man's a cad, but that hardly affects his ability as a lawyer.
And Ellsworthy?
Lydia tried some of his patent quack nostrum to get her better. A lot of tomfoolery. But women swallow that stuff. Swallow it, eh?
When you mentioned Dr. Humbleby, you said was.
I'd heard he'd been taken ill.
Not terminally, I don't think.
Must have been wishful thinking. Huh?
The look on his face. Major Horton and Dr. Thomas both have reason to hate Humbleby. So does Lord Whitfield, for opposing his reservoir. Well, why would you put a reservoir here? Plenty of other fields, and this one is rather nice. People would oppose you. Is that why Gordon chose it? Just to show them who's in charge?
Witch's Meadow is the last place I thought I'd find you, Luke Fitzwilliam. Thought it was just a field.
Well, it's some way to think.
Some way to avoid me. My awkward questions.
You are some kind of witch, aren't you, Bridget?
I'm not a witch, but I'm not stupid. You're not Miss Pinkerton's nephew. Who are you?
Who do you think I am?
I don't know. But I hope you're someone who's come to help. Some kind of detective, maybe?
You're not stupid at all. I used to be a policeman. I met Miss Pinkerton the day she died. I wanted to know what happened to her.
You think Miss Pinkerton was killed?
Do you? But tell me what you know, Bridget, and I'll do my best to help.
Oh, I don't know anything, really. It's just a feeling I've had since Amy...
What was it about Amy?
It probably sounds stupid, but it was the hat paint.
Go on.
Well, about 20 years ago, people did paint hats, but nowadays, hats are cheap. Girls just throw them away and get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, it was red hat paint. Amy had red hair.
You mean it doesn't go together?
It's the sort of thing a man wouldn't realise.
No, a man wouldn't realise. That makes sense.
So you think the same, that Amy was murdered? And Miss Pinkerton, too?
And Tommy, and Carter, and Mrs. Horton. I think they're all murdered, and if we don't find out who did it, they won't be the last.
Bridget, oh. I've had Rivers looking all over for you.
Sorry, Gordon, I was just asking Mr. Fitzwilliam to lunch.
And I was just saying it's very kind, but really...
Oh, it's an excellent idea, excellent. I feel like celebrating.
Well, have they approved plans for your reservoir?
Not yet. But now there's no one left to stop me.
What do you mean?
Haven't you heard the good news? Dr. Humbleby's dead.
Miss Pinkerton said murder was easy to commit when you're the last person anyone would suspect.
Mm-hmm.
But that only makes it a damn sight harder to solve. At least you believe me, Bridget, that it is murder.
No, I believe you, Luke. But we have to find a way to prove it. Did Miss Pinkerton suspect someone?
Yes, but she didn't tell me who. And the killer got to her before she could tell the police.
So it could be anyone.
Well, it's definitely a man. I'm sure she said the murderer always had a look on his face when he chose his next victim. I don't know whose face I'm meant to be watching. I've made a list of possible suspects.
Oh, let me see.
We need to find some way of whittling them down before the killer strikes again.
Mr. Abbott, Mr. Ellsworthy, Reverend Wake, Dr. Thomas, Major Horton, and Lord Whitfield?
Yes. Sorry, I know he's the love of your life, but the way he was rejoicing at Humbleby's death...
Gordon is not the love of my life. He's just my fiancé. But he wouldn't harm a fly.
She said it would be the last person you'd suspect.
Well, which according to this means everyone, pretty much.
Look, I told you it wasn't easy, Bridget, but there will be something that trips him up. Now, I need to talk to them all without giving the game away and ending up like Miss Pinkerton. It's a shame you can't cast a spell, bewitch them into telling the truth.
Maybe you could bewitch them.
What are you thinking, Bridget?
People always like to show off what they know.
Hmm.
If you're willing to flatter them, to ask for their help.
What, with the investigation? They can't know about that.
No, but think. What is Witchwood famous for?
Witches, black magic, all of that.
So, to ask people about their views on death, I mean, that wouldn't be too far-fetched. Would it? If you're writing a book about the occult, say.
No one will believe I'm writing a book on the occult.
Well, you're a pretty good liar. I mean, everyone believes you're Miss Pinkerton's nephew.
Well, everyone except you. Saw straight through me.
Yeah, A History of Death in Witchwood by Luke Fitzwilliam. Do you think you can do it?
Bridget here tells me you're writing a book.
Researching one. That's right, Lord Whitfield.
I've thought that I'd like to write a book myself. A very interesting book it would be.
Yeah, Mr. Fitzwilliam is interested in the history of Witchwood under Ash. Its links with the occult.
I'm looking at how it is now, seeing how its past has shaped the present. Whether people still attribute sudden deaths to superstitions, that kind of thing.
You should write a book about me. My rise from the son of the boot shop owner to lord of the manor. Well, that's the kind of thing people are interested in.
And Dr. Humbleby, for instance. Mm. For a doctor to die from the scratch of a rusty nail, I mean, would that suggest something more than an accident to you?
Absolutely.
Yes.
But not witchcraft. Providence. That's what it was.
Providence?
The man stood in the way of progress in this town, and he found himself struck down. No good rebelling against the will of Providence.
Gordon, you don't really believe that.
Now, if you'll excuse us, Fitzwilliam, Bridget and I have plans to attend to.
For the reservoir?
For our wedding reception.
I was going to help Mr. Fitzwilliam with his book.
He's a professional author, Bridget. I'm sure he can manage without your help.
So, if there's any way you can help me, Reverend Wake, that would really be most helpful.
Well, I don't like to gossip, Mr. Fitzwilliam, and people would keep anything unorthodox from my ears.
No, of course, but if there's anything you can tell me about recent deaths, old suspicions, someone wishing ill on the victims, of misfortune, I mean.
There's been nothing of that sort for your aunt.
What about Dr. Humbleby? Was he well-liked by everyone?
A man who spoke his mind, who wasn't always very tactful, will always get people's backs up.
Well, I think every death can mean a gain to someone, not only financially.
I see your meaning. We often read in an obituary notice that a man's death is regretted by everybody.
Hmm.
But that can be true only very rarely, I fear.
Well, is there someone who might gain from Dr. Humbleby's death, I wonder?
Well, there's no denying that his partner, Dr. Thomas, will find his position very much improved. They didn't always agree.
On medicine?
And more personal matters. Rose Humbleby is a very pretty girl.
Yes.
One doesn't wonder that Thomas lost his heart, nor that Humbleby thought she was too young.
Thank you so much for fitting me in, Dr. Thomas.
Your knee looks fine, can you? Just, try to take it easy.
Will do.
Is that why you were coming to see Dr. Humbleby the other day? About your knee?
I'm sorry I intruded on you and Rose.
It was nothing untoward. We're going to be engaged.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Now, if there's nothing else,
Actually, I was coming to see Dr. Humbleby for a book I'm writing, researching, about the history of folklore and magic in these parts.
I'm not sure Dr. Humbleby would have been much help. He was a man of science.
Still, I often think a doctor must feel that he's seen by his patients as a medicine man, a kind of magician.
I suppose there can be an element of faith.
Do you believe in ghosts at all, Doctor? Strange phenomena in the aftermath of a violent death?
I don't think anyone really believes in that kind of thing anymore.
Well, you'd be surprised. I've already come across rumours that Tommy Pierce's spirit is restless, that maybe someone pushed him out of the window.
Who told you that?
Do you think it has validity?
Lots of people would have liked to wring the boy's neck.
So his death might have been seen as a public duty?
Who is to be the judge of a man's fitness to live?
A scientific man, maybe, like yourself.
My job is to make the unfit fit. It's an uphill struggle, I'll admit.
Take Carter, the landlord of the Seven Stars. People seem to agree the world is a better place without him. Now, if someone had pushed him into the river instead of him kindly falling of his own accord, would that person have been acting in the public interest?
I hope your interest in these matters is purely for research, Mr. Fitzwilliam.
Why, are you worried I'm a homicidal maniac?
Well, they're very hard to spot. Usually inoffensive fellows, the last people you'd suspect.
Yes, I suppose that's how they get away with it for so long.
Well, it's very easy to get away with, if you're careful. Like a clever man is extremely careful not to make a slip. Good day, Mr. Fitzwilliam.
Miss Humbleby, I'm so sorry about your father.
Oh, I can't believe this is all happening. It's as though Witchwood was under some kind of spell.
What do you mean, Rose?
Your aunt being run over, and that little boy who fell out of the window, and now my father. I feel like I hate this place. Like I have to get away. I think that's what your aunt was trying to tell me.
When? What did she say?
Oh, she just seemed afraid that something was going to happen. That day she went up to London, she almost warned me to look after Daddy. She must have had second sight.
Well, these things aren't always supernatural.
But there was something else, she said, about Bridget.
What about Bridget?
I think she was worried about her too, afraid for her.
Did she mention any names? Mr. Abbott? Ellsworthy?
No, but I know she didn't like Mr. Ellsworthy. None of us do. They say he's having some kind of ceremony tonight for Midsummer in Witch's Meadow. He did something like it last year with that little boy.
Tommy Pierce?
Geoffrey, Dr. Thomas, he told me Tommy was some kind of acolyte. It's horrible. There's wickedness in this place, Mr. Fitzwilliam. Daddy tried to fight it, to do good, but it was too strong for him.
What exactly do you mean, Rose?
Don't stay here, Mr. Fitzwilliam. Get out of Witchwood as fast as you can.
Well, that might be good advice. Is Rose trying to tell me something about Dr. Thomas? Surely not, if she's in love with him. And the things he said, it was like he was trying to warn me off, letting me know how clever he is. I mean, he's not the only clever man on the list, though. That description also fits Reverend Wake, and Lord Whitfield, and Mr. Abbott, the solicitor.
You can put this in your book. It's all a lot of superstitious nonsense. How about that?
Oh, you might think so, Mr. Abbott. But I've heard tell of a former employee of yours, Tommy Pierce, whose spirit is believed to be walking.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me. Couldn't keep his nose out of other people's business when he was alive. Now I suppose he can pry wherever he likes.
And whereabouts did you catch him prying? In here?
As a lawyer, I'm entrusted with many private documents, not for the attention of the office boy. That's why he had to go.
To go?
To be sacked. I'm not quite heartless enough to shove him off a window ledge. Not quite.
Well, not many people seem to have mourned his loss. Would you say that's also the case with Dr. Humbleby? I'm interested in perceptions of good and evil.
The man was a reactionary, trying to stand in the way of the reservoir. Some of the things he said to me were positively actionable.
But you didn't take action.
Lawyers never go to law. We know better. Who told you about Tommy Pierce? Was it Ellsworthy?
Why'd you say that?
If it's evil you're interested in, Ellsworthy's your man.
Mr. Ellsworthy, your shop was closed.
Did you wish to purchase something, Mr. Fitzwilliam?
No, I just wanted to talk
about your book. This is a small town. Word gets around quickly.
Have you got time now, or am I interrupting your communion with nature?
I abhor nature. Such a coarse, unimaginative wench. I always say that one cannot enjoy life until one has put nature in her place.
And how do you propose to do that?
Well, there are ways. In a place like this, a delicious provincial spot, there are some most delectable amusements if one has the flair. I enjoy life, do you?
I would have said so.
No, you're too sane, I can tell. One must be deliciously mad. Slightly twisted, even. Then one sees life from a new and entrancing angle.